It means a lot, you know, and I try and tell him all the time, you know, people feed off his energy. You know, he's a very passionate player. You know, he goes out there, he has that fiery attitude. But, you know, he has to learn how to channel it in the right direction to motivate others. You know what I mean? I told him as long as you just stay focused, don't lose composure, and just go out there and make plays, you're going to help this defense out a lot because people feed off that.
I remember when you went back to Miami, you guys won. You had the time of your life in that game. So what is it? What do you think this day, this game means for Ty Bond?
Yeah, it was big, and it was crazy because, you know, Ty didn't say much about it all week, you know what I mean? But we knew deep down inside this is a game he definitely wanted to win, man. So we wanted to come out here and make sure we all balled out for him and see him get that pick and, you know, just seal the deal for us was big, man. It was definitely a big play for him and a big play for us.
Sean, you and Marcus play with so much exuberance. Did you have to reel him in at all? Did you even think that way?
I don't like to turn reel him in, you know what I mean? Just like I was saying, I was just making sure that, you know, make sure his passion is motivating others. You know what I mean? You don't ever want your passion to be mistaken for an outburst or anything of that nature. You know what I mean? We definitely don't want that to be a negative. You know what I mean? So use your passion to motivate others, get everybody going. You know, we were only down by 6 points at the time. So it was like, you know, just relax. Everybody calm down. We got this thing.
Did Marcus talk about wanting to make a big play coming back to Oakland? Like, I can only imagine.
He talks about making a big play all the time. We actually bet on who's going to make the play in these kind of moments. You know, we do it in practice all the time. You know, everybody in the secondary, we all bet to make those plays. So, you know, that kind of competitiveness is definitely there and it translates to the game. So when he made that, I already knew he was going to just the whole big scene and all that.
Last thing for me, you ever been a part of a game like this crazy? There's a lot of different crazy happening.
Yeah, I have. I feel like we're the most dramatic team in the NFL. You know, we can never just win easy. You know, it's always going to be something happens in the third quarter or a turnover here or things of that nature. But, you know, one thing about us, we always fight and we definitely learn how to finish.
So did he win the day?
What about Josh Mongo's inability to get into the end zone?
Josh, oh my, his back got so tight around the 15-yard line. I don't even think he's seen the other guy coming, man. But, you know, that was definitely a big play. You know, he gave it all he got, but his gas looked like he ran out.
How much ragging on him did you give him on the sideline?
I actually couldn't give him a lot because we were actually up, like five players after that. So, you know, I had to make sure I get my own oxygen and water and then get back out there.